The Hastings Raiders girls track and field team did all they could throughout the spring to salvage something out of the 2020 spring sports season that never was. Longtime head coach Craig Sandkamp of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to wrap up the 2020 season, and it all started with so much positivity with early practice before COVID-19 took everything away.
Okay, well, thinking back to how it all started, you know, we started out kind of as normal. We had a week of practice and it was looking good. We're very optimistic. Just looking at the stats here, I got a little bit of what we had. We had 53 girls come out, and that's a nice number. Our goal is always to get around 50, and a kind of a pretty good spread. We had 8 seniors signed up and 15 11th, 15 10th, and 14 ninth grade. So that's pretty good. Seniors are usually lower, but you know, pretty much similar all the way through the rest of it. You know, we started out, and then I'm always just looking to see where people are going to fit in, just watching who we have that came out and stuff, and being real optimistic, which I usually am, about what we have, and always excited to see how the puzzle is going to fit together. The senior group, again, it was under 10, it was a little small again, but we expect that. But we had some awesome kids coming back this year, and I was really excited about that. And there's some sadness with that, too, because some of these girls we've had since, some of them have been up since 8th grade. We've had some girls in even 7th grade, like Riley Johnson was going to be starting her 6th year on the varsity this year. And, you know, Ari Green, maybe her 5th year, and Rachel Hughes. And these girls are coming up in middle school helping us out. And they've had some good careers. They got to be part of a conference championship team. And most of them have either been all-conference or honorable mention along the way and really contributed a lot to our team. And I was just excited. And then the other part of me is I'm really sad to see that it ended like that for them. And but anyway, the positive part was, you know, we were excited to get it going. And then, like I say, Ari and Rachel Riley been around a long, long time and done some wonderful things for us. And then what was really neat, too, besides looking forward to them having a great year, and just two of them are hurdlers for me, and hurdling is always hard to get really good kids, and many of them, these kids were really awesome. And, you know, Ari was, like, honorable mention, all-conference and that, and Rachel Hughes was all-conference in the hurdles, and they score a lot of points for us. And Riley Johnson has been a conference champion and, you know, all-conference along the way. And so, yeah, a lot of great experience just in three girls right there. So a couple other girls just decided to come out and try, and we'll never know how that would have went for them. That's always that unknown stuff. There's a girl named Hannah Mann that came out and only got to know him a little bit, and Amy Roach. And so those were a couple new girls that were going to come out, and I'm happy that kids come out as seniors, because the last time we had that happen, we won a conference title, and then some of those girls like Katie Kuhn and Maddie McCabe, seniors, came out and just made a huge impact that year. And so that was just like, wow, that was pretty cool. But a couple kids I'm kind of sad about not getting to see. I was so excited about seeing Mallory Brake have her second year coming out. You know, a super athlete, great attitude, hard worker, just got the whole deal going for her. Just a team player. And she had a really good year last year for us, and just coming out and, you know, last year said that she wanted to switch over to track, and she thought track would help her more for her basketball, and just wanted to try that. And she was outstanding last year and ended up, you know, getting in the conference finals and, you know, was an all-conference honorable mention person in a relay. And when we went to the section meet, she actually qualified in a super tough section to the section final in the 400, and that was pretty cool. But the sad thing, another sad thing, she did not get to compete in the final day because of the funeral in her family. She lost a grandparent. But anyway, it's another unknown. How would she have done at this section meet? So we'll always have to live with some of those things. But Mallory coming back, we were really excited to see how she would do. She was going to fill in a big spot on a relay or maybe two. We were going to just try some different things and, you know, see where she fit in. And I knew we were going to be solid with her in a 400 and a couple of relays, and but that didn't happen. So the other one was Callie Bernard, another real good athlete that we had out as a youngster. She was in cross country and track and field as a middle schooler and was just one of our most promising kids coming up, and then made a decision not to do track the last few years, just focusing on her other sports of soccer. But Callie, we just knew her all along, and then she's a girl that if you watched a video of a girl running, you would say that it's a beautiful running form. And we always said that about her. She just had great potential in running. Finally, we asked her every year, Rally Callie, what do you think about this year? What do you think about this year? And finally, last year, she actually came up to me. I didn't even have to ask her, Miss Sandkamp, I'm coming out again. I was really excited for that. So knowing how good she can run and just wanting to see where she could fit right in, and she's a great 800 runner, and we needed people to fill that 4x8. So anyway, that's another one, but I was excited. And but anyway, I was glad those kids came out. I'm glad every time we have the seniors come out, and you know, I really wish them well and hope I see them along the way, and you know, hopefully someday I can give them a real hug. And I kind of missed that part of being close as coach and athletes. And anyway, that's a little bit about the seniors. So that was part of the excitement of the year. And then looking at other kids that came back, we had 7 honorable mention, 3 all-conference girls returning, and a whole bunch of young kids that placed in the conference meet. Where there's a batch of kids in the 9th grade that they're up and coming, and this was the kind of the year to find out where a lot of these good athletes were going to fit in this year. About 15 of them, and a lot of them contributed last year as 9th graders, and I just think a lot of potential, and we wanted to see where that would take us. And then I looked across the board and kind of looked where we fit in, and how we had a strong 3rd place finish last year as a team. So one of the goals that I had was, win a conference title this year, believing that that could happen.
With so many different events for Coach Sandkamp, it had to have been tough being a head coach using distance coaching virtually from March through the end of May.
I don't know. And I think some sports, it was a little better deal for them, I think. I don't know. I'm just trying to be honest. And from what I heard, like some people, they're just kind of close-knit, and they had some cool, fun things they like to do, like the baseball and the golf people. They would do like virtual golf and baseball kind of things and stuff. And, they were pretty close. And they have smaller groups, too. So I think that's part of the deal. And not so diverse like track. You have a whole bunch of teams within a team here. You have your distance kids and your throwers and your sprinters, and they're all kind of different. And there's like 53 of them, so you're not going to get them all on the same page all the time. But they didn't come on the Zoom thing, a lot of them, when we met with them on there. But it was good to see them, the kids you did, and we respected them. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do workouts, but we had suggested workouts, and some of them would do that. It was good to see them once in a while. Then we had little activities for them to do. Like they did a gratitude project or thing where they videoed them being thankful for something, and that was pretty cool. We had a theme of the week kind of deal, and one of them was just fun, and that was a pretty good one. And kids had to do something fun and come up with it and then video it. And our girls did a really nice video on fun stuff with track, and it was really kind of comical and fun, and so that was pretty cool. Then one time it was just a matter of we would contact the kids, hopefully by telephone, talking to them in person or something like that, or on the Zoom kind of thing. But a lot of kids, they don't respond to the phone calls a lot. But I did contact a lot of them by texting. Kids love texting. So I thought, if you're not going to talk to me or answer during the call, then I'm going to text you and get some stuff out there. But one of the things I did when we had a month of this, I said, well, just tell me what your month has been like. However you get back to me, do that. You can call me or whatever. And what kind of things did you do? And so I just wrote down some of them. And, some of them did some of the workouts. They did a little running or whatever. But a lot of them, it was kind of cool that it ended up being family stuff. They drew really closer to their families.